This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles lose 10-5 last night. Tomoyuki Sugano, not good. Bullpen, not good. Let's talk some Orioles now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Mike Bordick is an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our BBT crew, and he's had a recent birthday, so a lot going on with Bordy, who joins us now. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. Tomoyuki Sugano did not give you a nice present for your birthday.
Yeah. Sugano's having a hard time figuring things out. My gosh, it seems like over the last month or so.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really the command, right? The mistakes made with, the lack of velocity that we had talked about at the beginning of the year. I was excited because, he's had a wonderful career early on here this season. He was pinpoint with his accuracy, and he was proven that played. But then it was either fatigue, just overall shock wore off about being, here playing Major League Baseball, or the league made an adjustment to him. They're just not missing the mistakes. I mean, if he makes a mistake on the plate, it is getting walloped. And, last night, no different. Even spotted three runs and, could put a zero up there. So it's tough, man, when it all hinges on the pitching and when you don't have a couple, two or three guys in the rotation that are kind of matching up the way it should be, it makes it really hard on this team because pitching obviously is so important.
But so the GM came out and waved the white flag, which, I mean, that kind of happened when they fired the skipper before Memorial Day, right? But he comes out on Sunday and says, we're sellers. Kobe Mayo's still not playing, and I got to watch this slop with Sugano. Like, at what point am I worth a look-see at Chase McDermott? You know what I mean? Like, Bordy, we're running out of real estate a little bit. Like, it's almost August. Like, we got two full months left, and that's it to find out about what we can sort of rectify from this year and project to next year. And this dude ain't gonna be here. This dude's not gonna be in the major leagues next year. So when do you cut bait?
it's hard because, first of all, McDermott, is he healthy right now? I know he had some arm problems too, and I think a lot of the young arms that we were hoping might get a chance to see here pretty soon have been banged up too. And so here we are, upset that there are so many injuries in the major leagues, but even the minor leagues has been set back, and a number of the young pitchers have had, these injuries. So this is a very challenging, I think, time for the organization because.
Well, can I push back for a minute though, Bordy? And I'm not saying it worked. But, like, the Braves are a pretty decent organization, right? And the Braves have repeatedly brought pitchers up who've barely pitched at AAA. They just did it with this Didier Fuentes kid who's going to be good for them. And he's 20. And so, like, they pulled him up from AA. Like, because at least maybe there's something there or we'll learn something more about him. There's nothing to learn about Sugano. Like, I don't care if it's Chase McDermott. I saw Trace Bright, who they were trying to prop up, get lit
Auburn.
Up in Chesapeake. I'd rather see that. Then this guy not be able to get through three innings, night after night after night. Am I crazy?
Well, no, because I think No, I think you're right, obviously. I mean, I guess you could just cut bait, right, and get rid of him and move on and take your chances. But why can't they do what they did with Morton? Put him in the bullpen for a minute and see if he can't rest or something like that. You know, I thought they were going to IL him, one of those phantom ILs, and just give him a month to kind of get things right, but that didn't happen either. And, yeah, they just can't keep running him out there. But we said that about Morton that first month of the season, and my gosh, he's turned in, well, he had, you know, turned into the Orioles' best pitcher. So, listen, when you don't have that kind of depth, you just can't keep taking the chances. I guess they could because there's nothing to lose now, but I just don't know that there's enough even to take a look at in the minor leagues. I mean, I know you've got a nice list of young arms you'd like to see up here. And
I mean, I really don't, gosh. But I'll take anything over Zagano at this point. Like, no, you're right, there isn't. But, like, throw me the Rosny Contreras thing. Like, you thought you were going to look smart signing him in the offseason. Like, he's looked okay at times. Or Bordy, give me a couple of young guys as an opener and get this out of here. You know what I mean? Like, I
well, the creativity, I thought there might be a little bit more. I agree. Why not have some openers and just see? Because, yeah, at some point, my gosh, and it's still shocking to me. You already brought up Mayo. Why hasn't he become an everyday player?
11 plate appearances this month.
Yeah, it's shocking to me. And, you know, this is a true opportunity to take a look at these guys, man, because what a better chance to set yourself up for 26 and look at these guys. For sure, unless they already know something that we don't, and they know they're just not ready for the big leagues. I mean, a lot of these, you know, chances that they've taken on some guys just haven't worked out up there just yet, and maybe they already know that it would be a long shot even risking that with some of these young arms. So, hey, and then there again, the trade deadline, man, maybe they just put him – part of a package or something and get back some younger arms. I don't know who the heck would take.
You got to eat it. You're going to eat. You'd have to eat the salary to do it.
Right. Like, well, exactly. Well, and it just doesn't seem like they're willing to eat salaries.
No.
So.
Well, Bordy, one of the guys that Mike Elias took a big chance on this offseason was putting all of his eggs in the Grayson Rodriguez becoming an ace basket. And now Grayson shut down again, going to undergo an MRI. We're not going to see him throw a pitch this year, but what is the future for Grayson Rodriguez?
Yeah, I'm worried about this young man, you know, ever being able to throw a baseball again. It just seems like the string of injuries. You know, we've got Dr. Michael Jacobs on our show on the Be More Baseball podcast, and we talk about Grayson a lot. Talk about the injuries, and this is just one of those things where it's almost like, okay, are you just pausing again because there's going to be a surgery involved? I'm similar to Bradish, you know, getting that PRP, but we haven't heard anything about PRPs or anything. This is a big kind of mystery, the whole project of Grayson Rodriguez, I think, because it goes from lat to shoulder to elbow, and there's already talk of constantly kind of changing the delivery. You know, at some point, there has to be a different kind of evaluations. Now, look in the mirror, right? Is it what they're trying to do, the health, you know, staff, whatever is going on, the adjustments they're making just have not worked one bit for Grayson Rodriguez. So this is, I'd be, if we see him pitch again, I think we should be very fortunate for Grayson Rodriguez. That's the way I feel.
Talking with Mike Bordy, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, there are a lot of frustrating things about this team and this season, but one of the most frustrating for me, as fans, we had to sit through a lot of bad baseball to get to what they called liftoff, right? And there were nights when guys that had no business of playing or pitching in the major leagues were pitching for this baseball team. Well, last night after Zagano, we got the Corbin Martin, Colin Selby, Grant Wolfram experience. Like those are guys, and they're waivers guys, and you you dumpster dive, you get garbage. Like, that's one of those. I know that I tease Jason because he gets angry a lot. That made me angry having to watch that last night.
Yeah, it was tough, right? It was really tough. And here we are. Here are some guys, yeah, that Jason wanted to see. So let's blame Jason.
Well, no, I don't ever want to see Corbin Martin. I've seen Corbin Martin enough, more than enough to know, yeah, he shouldn't have been on their AAA roster. I definitely don't want him. But guess who drafted him when Mike Elias was there? The Houston Astros. That's why Corbin Martin's got 9 lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They like bringing in those guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me the ones they've hit on. I'll listen.
Rio Ruiz.
We got till 6 o'clock, 5:30. They hit on Rio Ruiz?
I'm teasing.
They've hit on a couple of the bullpen pieces.
Cino Perez for a minute. I'll give them that. That was one of their old guys.
A lot of organizations do that with bullpen pieces. But, yeah, I don't know, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tough to see that, and if those are the you know, the arms we're gonna have to be looking at, then holy cow.
Wait till they trade some of those
guys. But isn't that a further indictment of him? We're 7 years into this. He's supposed to build a pipeline, and we're looking at Corbin Martin, who has been in this system for 2 years and could never get anybody out in Norfolk.
Yeah, well, the pitching department has definitely been overlooked. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, they get all these big hairy hitters, man, but none of those guys can pitch. And every year we talk about the importance of pitching. So that's what my hope is. This, you know, when guys start getting traded, that ability to get good young pitching, let's hope that the Orioles can capitalize on that, because every organization knows how important it is. Every organization will be going after pitching. And that's why I wonder if the Orioles even have the value in their position players. They're going to trade this guy, they're going to trade that guy. Well, I don't know that anybody really wants our position players. They want pitching, especially in the postseason. So we'll see if the Orioles can, you know, somehow get an advantage to head into 2026. Because if you ask, I mean, every year they get – is judgment time, right, for the Orioles, because of obviously what you guys talked about, the breakdown, the build back up, and the win time is now. Well, in the meantime, everybody else got really good, man, and they're going to keep getting good. This is going to be really hard, you know, for the Orioles to overcome unless the moves that they make here, like I said, can land some pitching, and they understand how important that is. And they've yet to really lock into that. They haven't, at the trade deadlines or in the offseason, been able to capitalize and get multiple pitchers or enough pitching to keep this team afloat.
Bordy, we buried the lead. What's going on? Be More Baseball Podcast. What's happening?
Oh, boy, the Be More Baseball Podcast. It's all good. You know, just had a really good guest on, Tony DiMaggio, former scout with the Baltimore Orioles, with the Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians. And this guy has seen it all, man. He was part of the draft with Chipper Jones,
oh, wow,
Tom Glavine. So, yeah, we had a really interesting talk and just his take on, you know, scouting then and now and what teams look for and how they go about their business. I just found it really fascinating. And it wasn't too long ago. He just got done, man, scouting about 10 years ago. And he's a scout Hall of Famer. And he just thinks that they're overlooking some of the, you know, the character and integrity of some of these players, like true baseball players. And like most of us, they're just getting caught up too much in the analytic. And they're forgetting about baseball players. And he's a little concerned about the game and the state of the game right now as well.
Bordy, thank you as always, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the birthday wish.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bordy.
Happy
birthday.
Come on, man.
Absolutely.
Go take that hog for a spin.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming up next. By the way, Morgan Adsett's going to join us at 3:30. But it's T-Bone time. TMI with TAM. What you got?
It happened. It finally happened. Derrick Henry met Adam Sandler last
night at
the Happy Gilmore 2 premiere in New York. And remember that Dan Patrick, he was on the Dan Patrick show, Derrick Henry was. If he rushes for 2,000 yards, he'll be in an Adam Sandler movie. And Adam Sandler, he told Derrick Henry, Ravens Media has it, we're doing a movie together, me and you, bro. So asking the question, 410-583-1057. If you could be in a movie with any actor, who would it be? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.